The epistle this morning tells us that exterior penance, such as fasting, is useless without interior conversion. Okay, that God is not pleased with that kind of sacrifice. But if we want our prayers to be heard, yes, we must fast, but we also must have an interior conversion, do works of justice. The prophet Isaiah, or God, through his prophet, talks about this, and we see God's people complaining, "Why do we fast, and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it." Right, we should all know that if we really want our prayers to be heard and to be heard speedily, we should adjoin it with fasting. Okay, this bodily sacrifice, this aspect of denying ourselves, gives particular power and efficacy to our prayers. And this is why Our Lady of Fatima requested that we pray and sacrifice for the salvation of souls. Okay, not just pray, but pray and make sacrifices. Then the Lord responds, "Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits." Okay, that is, you do your own will and not the will of God. "And drive all your laborers," that is, commit injustices. "Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked fist." Okay, how many homes during this period of Lent, that should be a period of conversion and sacrifice, how many homes are fulfilling the external requirements? Okay, they observe the fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, and they abstain from meat on all Fridays during Lent. And yet, how many homes are filled with infighting and quarreling? Right? That is completely contrary to what we're supposed to be doing during Lent. That is, converting ourselves. "Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high." Right? So it's not just any fast, but it is a particular way of fasting that will make our prayers heard on high. "This rather is the fasting that I wish." And then there comes the list of works of justice and mercy. "And if we do these things, then your light shall break forth like the dawn." Right? The soul in the state of grace, who is living a virtuous life, is like a light breaking forth in the dawn in this world of darkness. "And your wound shall quickly be healed." That is, the wounds caused by your sins, the wounds that you have inflicted on your own soul because of your sins, and the wounds that you have inflicted on others. "Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" All right, so if we want our prayers to be heard by God, let's add fasting to them, but let's also practice works of justice and mercy and stop sinning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.